Chicago, it's no mystery that Chevy is your best bet for the unpredictable spring ahead. The snow and ice may be gone, but the spring plot thickens at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the true MO of SUVs. If you're thinking about taking all the twists and turns in a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to see which one you can identify. And don't worry, they can't see you behind the glass. Need the power and durability of a Silverado? The all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer? The spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban? Or the sporty city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to solve the case like a pro. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate your nearest Chevy dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy, together, let's drive.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
In the town of Muskuta,
our town is named after the Muskutan Indians.
Their pride in their Native American heritage is on full display at every sporting event.
The Indian mascot and the heritage that we have here in Muskuta runs deep. It's a huge source of pride and love for our community.
However, legislation making its way through the Illinois General Assembly would block schools across the state from using Native names, logos, and mascots, which Representative Maurice West called offensive, discriminatory, and outdated.
Now, I would challenge anybody to come into Muskuta and say that we use our Native American imagery and mascot in a negative or derogatory way. It's done with nothing but respect.
Well, thank you to KSDK for that report on HB 1237, which the Illinois House has already passed. It's going to the Senate, likely get voted out of committee early next week. They could just squeak that thing by really quick, go to the governor's desk. And guess what, folks in the state of Illinois? If you have a mascot that those assembled in Springfield, Illinois, determined to be inappropriate, you're going to need to spend millions of dollars to rectify that issue. Welcome into the Annie Fry Show at 1225. We're going to have Derek Keith Cox in. He's the Collinsville Township Supervisor. I have been working with Derek to put together a pep rally Sunday at Collinsville Football Stadium. I think it's called Kayak Stadium, the alma mater of one Ryan Wiggins. And we are going to show a completely nonpartisan, unified front saying, please, please respect local control on these issues. This isn't about, like, listen, in my lifetime, I've been an eagle, a tiger, a knight, and a cougar. I think that those are all still okay. Although I can think of some knights that probably did some terrible things.
Mm, yeah, and some cougars.
To you.
No, I was in favor of that.
We should all be cougars. That's what it's just going to be. The everybody cougars. Every game's going to be the cougars versus the cougars. I thought it would be worth mentioning here. The name Illinois originates from the Ojibwe, I hope I'm saying that, word Alinawek. Can't say that anymore. Meaning men or warriors. Isn't that ironic?
Ooh, that's offensive, though.
Yeah. Which was used by the French to refer to the Illiniwek Native American Confederation. How can we stand for this? This is my huge, huge, huge problem. I could see a scenario where the Freeburg Mighty Midgets, I could see a scenario where the town goes, you know what? Let's become the Cougars. We think it's time. And it'll be contentious, and there will be people who will cling to their midgets. to the end.
It's like a Barack Obama quote.
With eloquence. And then there will be other people who say, no, it's time, whatever. You work it out amongst your community and you make a decision within the community. Why? Because it is going to cost multi-million dollars of your local taxpayer dollars to make these things happen. And it's all got to be completed by the end of the 2028 school year. So we're going to speak with Derek Keith Cox, Collinsville Township Supervisor, at 12:25 about the pep rally happening this Sunday. And it's happening at Collinsville Football Stadium because we had to find a place. And of course, Collinsville Kayhawks, if you're listening right now and you're a Kayhawk, I've seen a lot of fervor about this from the folks in the Collinsville area. Muskoda, Freeburg, Granite City, I think Carlisle, Westland. There are a lot of, I think Calhoun might be included as well. If you're affected by this, or if you love somebody who's affected by this, you need to be there. And I am, as the person who's helping at the top organize this rally with Derek, I am saying it needs to be 60 minutes and no longer. We are coming together, wear your school colors, take pictures, post pictures. We're going to have music. It's going to be a fun time. And we're going to say to the Senate, don't pass this. Don't do this. If you want to pressure these communities to take up this issue and the communities want to take it up and see the value in that and change it, that's fine. I am not here to defend the value of the Kayhawk. I am not a Kayhawk. But I know a lot of people who are. I know a lot of people who this means a lot to. And if Collinsville decided to make that change, they should be permitted to make that change. But it should be made where it affects the people and their pocketbooks, not some upstate holier-than-thou legislator who's solving the world's problems by making the Collinsville school district spend, what, $3 million to change everything. You're a Collinsville taxpayer. You looking forward to that, Bill?
As much as I love taxes, that's one that I'm like, no, I don't think we want to do that. That was sarcasm.
Cahokia School, another one that is included. Senator Belt is a Democrat. He's got a lot of schools that are a part of this. He might be a no on it. They're welcome. Katie Stewart voted against this bill. She's been invited to come to the pep rally, and my understanding is she is not able to attend and speak. She has another commitment. But Katie Stewart voted against it. I would like to especially to hear these folks on the left who have voted against it to say why they voted against it. I think Jay Hoffman voted against it as well. Certainly the Republicans did, which is why I say this is not partisan. I am not out here advocating for people to vote Republican in this particular issue, because this is not a political concern. It's a local control concern, and Republicans and Democrats are going to be affected alike.
I have lived in Collinsville my entire life. Actually, I moved there when I was 2, and I moved from Granite City, so both schools. I have never in the entire, and I still live in Collinsville, in my entire life, heard anybody from our area especially complain about the mascot. Nobody's offended. Nobody has any problems. This is not an issue that affects our communities at all. In fact, there's a lot of local pride in these things because we know. I mean, we have the Cahokia Mounds. We know that there's a history before we had a high school. Like, these things, that's why you honor these things. And yet, you have people from outside the community coming in and saying, we know better than you. We want to show you how offensive you are to I don't know who.
Since you can't handle this yourself, we'll take care of it for you. Big government.
Yep.
And I have to think that the price tag that is going to come along with this, Illinois doesn't have any money. These local districts, that's the closest government to you, your school district, your local districts, the amount of money that it's going to cost you is going to have to come from you. And if folks in the state legislature really want to see this happen, they should work to encourage the communities to make the change. We do not need the state legislature coming and telling us how to handle our business. There are people who are going to defend greatly defend greatly the value and the necessity to keep the K-Hawk. And I'm here to stand next to those people and support their right to do that. My fight in this issue, which has already passed the House of the Illinois State House, and it's going to the Senate, it's going to be called into committee and probably voted out of committee. I expect this, regardless if we have thousands of people show up on Sunday, I expect the state legislature to completely ignore the outcry. But they should still see the outcry. We cannot be complacent in our state when our voice needs to be heard. It makes it too easy on super majorities to be able to do the things they want, pair off a few votes in the Democrat Party that are going to have the luxury of being able to vote against it and it still passes. They should still be looking squarely into the face of Illinois voters, of people in K-Hawk Nation, in Warrior Nation, in Midget Nation, in Indian Nation. They should be looking square into their face and saying, no, you don't have the right or the strength to push back on this issue. We know better, and we're taking this over for you. In Illinois, if we had any sort of checks and balances in our statewide government, these types of issues wouldn't be bothered right now in the state legislature. There are so many things that need to be focused and addressed on in the state of Illinois, and they are spending their time worried about your mascot. It's outrageous. It's ridiculous. It's offensive.
It's why this is nonpartisan. It's why there are so many people who would never call themselves red or even blue who are coming out and going, come on, please. This is so heavy handed. This is part of my culture now. This is part of my community. Why are you coming in and ripping these things away from? And it's not just one school. It's like you mentioned, there's so many schools that are affected by this. And they have nothing to do. They're not even close to the legislators who are making these rules.
Again, it's not to me about defending any specific mascot whatsoever. This is a local control issue. And I hope that we can come together on Sunday at 2 p.m. at Collinsville High School Football Stadium. It's known as K-Hawk Stadium, but we are partnering with Granite City. We're partnering with Muskuta. I've had conversations with folks from those districts that are in the school district, and that's what it's really about. Let us handle our business, not a red blue thing. Not, I guess, in Granite City and Freeburg it is, but not a partisan thing. I bet you this will be one of the most bipartisan rallies that we've seen in the Illinois area in quite some time. And nobody will be asking you, who do you vote for? I hope. That's not my intention. 60 minutes in, out, fun, positive showing of unity in support of local control.
The fact that you are inviting, everybody knows where we stand politically.
Yeah.
The fact that you're inviting Democrat legislators to come and be a part of this rally is a handout to say, here, come, let's get together on this. Whether they show up or not is up to them.
I hope they do.
But yeah, but we really do. We hope they show up because this is where representatives can say, look, party aside, the people I represent don't want this to happen. Regardless of party, this is a local control issue.
And it's important to understand that the Democrats that are down south here, down south compared to the rest of the state, or at least how they think of it, they can vote against it and they can stand with you and it could still easily pass.
Yeah, they get a
But we should be there. Making sure that our representatives are advocating what we want. And if that, you know, if that's a Republican representative, if that's a Democrat representative, doesn't matter. The vote's the vote. When all the votes go in the middle, vote's the vote. All right. I want to take a quick break because Derek Keith Cox, who's the Collinsville Township Supervisor, is going to come in and talk to us about this rally. He's had a lot of conversations. He's been doing a lot of work to make sure that people have the opportunity to speak and be seen on this issue. Also, the YouTube live chat poll for today, and we're going to play a video. You might have seen it. Randy Weingarten and Martha McCallum had a little, it was a long conversation, but a little line crossing, depending on who you might ask. We'll get to that video a little bit later in the show, but the poll question for today, is it okay to call a non-family member sweetheart? Yes or no? Let us know what you think in the Annie Fry YouTube live chat poll. We'd love to hear what you have to say. We'll be right back.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, welcome back. Good to have you with us here on the Annie Fry Show. In a non-related to this conversation note, the YouTube live chat poll, is it okay to call a non-family member sweetheart? What do you think, Ryan?
Since it's not related to this conversation we're about to have, I'm going to say yes.
Okay, we'll dig into that here in a little bit because I might disagree with you. Derek Keith Cox, Collinsville Township Supervisor in studio here. It's good to have you here, Derek, because you and I have been talking over text for a week or so, feverishly trying to get something together to put all of the people that you're hearing from, Derek, the people I'm hearing from, Ryan is a Collinsville K-Hawk, Brad is a Freeburg Midget.
Okay.
So we got some people in the studio who are very interested in this issue. HB 1237, the House Democrats have already passed this in the state legislature. The Senate is going to take it up next week. You and I have come together to put together a rally taking place Sunday, this Sunday at 2 p.m. at the Collinsville K-Hawk Stadium. That's their football stadium at the high school. Derek, just talk to me a little bit about your side of what you've, who you've been talking to and what you've been hearing.
Well, here's the deal. It is a huge issue in Collinsville. This is our history, too. Ryan and I, we graduated together, if you didn't know
we
that.
We did, class
same
of 99.
Year. Ryan's going to leave, and Derek's going to do Wiggins America and just talk about you in high school.
That's fine.
Oh, there's some stories. But no, this is our history, too. You know, I was looking up, you know, the K-Hawks have been 100 years, it'll be next year.
I didn't know that.
Yes. And
you don't know something?
I knew we were close. I didn't know exactly 100.
And if anybody doesn't know, you know, Cahokia Mounds was an ancient Native American city, which was, I mean, really one of the biggest in the world. And that's where Collinsville is. And this is just a part of our heritage and our history as well. And think of the state championships that we've went through. And we are proud to be who we are as well. There is nothing at all disrespectful. I don't know where this is coming from. And everybody I talk to is like, what are they doing? Mm-hmm. You know, and where did this even come from? It doesn't make any sense. Why now? And we even have, there's several endorsements that, you know, I'm not speaking for all the other schools, but as far as the Cahawks, we have several endorsements already. One is the Native American Guardian Association. That's a national network. They want to keep these names because it keeps their heritage alive, right? And so we also have an endorsement from the Western Cherokee Nation that in 2020, they agreed with the Cahawk mascot. Me as a taxpayer in Illinois, one of the biggest things is our high property taxes and where our money's going. This is going to cost. We just got a beautiful new gym floor, and the logo is just massive on it. We're going to have to sand and strip all that off.
Gosh, I didn't even think about that.
Oh, I mean, it's everywhere, Ryan.
That's
it's
terrible.
What's the cost to the Collinsville taxpayer? If the Senate goes through and passes this, the governor signs it, the Collinsville taxpayer, I'd assume this would come out of the local school board budget. Come out of when they don't have this budgeted in right now. When does it have to be completed by, and what's it going to cost?
Well, and then that's the thing that I've been hearing. Well, you got 5 years to do it. I don't care. It's at least $2 million, and they're thinking it could be even higher than that if this goes through, because it's not just at Collinsville High School. We're talking about the middle school. We're incorporating the mascot and the colors in our whole community. It is a part of Collinsville.
Yeah, Purple Pride.
Right. It's a part of us. And so I always ask, too, you know, I don't know if it's appropriate or what, but what about our feelings?
Yeah.
You know, what about our history?
Yeah.
You know, and so my thing is that this is the time. It's real. It could move very, very fast. When I talked to our superintendent, Dr. Brad Skirtish, who's really behind this, he's all wanting to get people at this rally on Sunday, and he's very appreciative that you're putting this together. And so we need people to show up because, let's just say, our type of people, this isn't normal for us to go out and hit the streets and be real loud. And we're not trying to be mean or anything like that. I almost want it to be like a big homecoming that we are proud to be Collinsville Cahawks.
It's going to be a positive event. It's going to be at the Collinsville Football Stadium. But we are working with Muscoota and with Granite City. And I've reached out to Freeburg and waiting to hear back from them as well. But the more the merrier. Like I said, I've never gone to any of these schools before, but I'm going to be there in support of local control over these issues. The Madison County Democrats, I've a lot of people sending me screenshots of what the Madison County Democrats are saying about these issues. And, you know, the Madison County Democrats as a political party believe that the people who could make these decisions on behalf of the districts aren't going to do it the right way. So they're eager to send their supermajority of Democrats to the legislature to make these decisions for you because they don't trust the local communities to handle these issues. So as somebody who's not an alum of these different schools, I still want local communities to be able to make these decisions for themselves. Maybe Collinsville one day comes together and says, let's put this in the history of the school and become something else. But why? I don't understand why we need state legislatures to get
involved with our community
and tax dollars,
right?
And spend and allocate. You know, all of that money. It's kind of funny to me to think about a lot of the advocates who are going to essentially take $2 to $3 million out of where it would be going to benefit classrooms,
education.
Provisions for students who might need a little extra compared to other in the Collinsville School District, in the Muscoota School District, in the Freeburg, in the Granite City, in Cahokia, Calhoun, Carlisle, I think, Westland. I'm trying to remember everybody who's reached out to me. you're going to take that money out of the classrooms, out of the textbooks, out of the technology, out of paying teachers, Edwardsville. You know, like these are the type of places that need to be investing in their classrooms and providing education. No. They don't know what's good for themselves. Let's put that $3 million towards redoing the beautiful basketball court that we just did.
Right. That's not offending.
Make it make sense.
That is not offending anyone. I mean, have you ever heard of anybody come up and say, I'm offended at that mascot? All right.
Derek, I've lived in Collinsville my entire life. Never. I just said this in the last segment that I've never, ever heard anybody say that they were bothered by it. And to hear that you even have the endorsement, we have the endorsement of these tribes, the only people I can find that are offended are in northern Illinois who have never been to Collinsville.
They live in Illinois.
Yes.
It's a native word. It's Illinois. It never ends. That's the problem.
Right.
What they're trying to do at a statewide level never ends. The virtue signaling never ends. It's ironic to me that the people who should be advocating for our Native American history, which is being honored in the Collinsville Kahawk,
yes,
in other places like this, the people who you would think would be the most likely to advocate for magnifying the Native American history in this country are like the cowboys coming in and just taking it away.
Erase it.
And the thing that is really bothers me, too, is there is hundreds of issues that could actually help people in Illinois that you could take on tomorrow that would actually help. And everybody knows it. This is common sense solutions. And yet we can't do that. We have to go after this that only hurts. There's 100%. It hurts every taxpayer in our community that we're going to have to redo these things for what? For nothing. We need people to show up. And this is the time because it's going to move fast. And we need people to show up, let their voices be heard. We got to get a good picture. We got to call the senator that's behind this, that's pushing this. And we've got to push. You know, I should have it. We're going to get this up. I'll have this
on the... Terracotta Howard is the one doing the Homeschool Act bill, I think. I can't remember who the one who started this one.
Well, and the other thing that we also have to push is we also have to push for if it happens to go through. Of course, I want it to die. And let's move on to real things. If it happens to push through, we need an amendment that will allow us to use the endorsement of the Western Cherokee Nation, which we already have, to keep our name. All right. And that will save millions of dollars and to keep our history alive. And that's not a big ask.
Derek, you're involved with the community. I mean, every event I go to in Collinsville, I'm like, hey, there's Derek.
Yeah,
but you're involved with the politics of the community and stuff just as much as being involved with the community events and things. There's lots of political things that come down the line, whether they be from top down or bottom up. You're involved in all of it. And a lot of it goes kind of in one ear and out the other for the average citizen.
Mm-hmm.
Is this one grabbing the attention of the average person in a way that other issues aren't?
I think it is a bipartisan issue, for one, all right? Because, again, it doesn't make any sense. Of course, when you get to, you know, if it's a funding issue, well, we need more money for this department or that department, you know, and so the family members or whatever, they'll be for it. And then, you know, but this is this doesn't make any sense whatsoever. And like Annie said, why is it that somebody up in northern Illinois wants to get involved with what we got going on here when nobody's offended? It's going to cost us tons and tons of money. But I do believe that this is an issue that transcends, let's just call it, politics. It should be a bipartisan issue. This doesn't make sense. Let's kill it and let's move on to something that can actually help people.
Illinois State Representative Maurice West, Rockford.
Rockford.
Peaches. Mm.
And you know, and I will say this as well, okay? My representative, Katie Stewart, she voted no because they have such a huge majority.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm asking her to do is if she believes that if she stands by her vote that she voted no, please, Katie,
come out
and speak and tell your colleagues and your fellow Democrats, listen, you might thought this was a good idea. This isn't a good idea. Let's do something different.
We'll
I'm asking Katie Stewart to come out and publicly stand with her vote of no, that she is against this.
Senator Chris Belt, is it Chris?
Yes. Right.
Chris Belt has a lot of schools in his district, or definitely has schools in his district that would be affected by this. We want him to come out as well. We'll give him the microphone and let him speak since he's going to have the opportunity to vote against this. when it does hit the Senate. But I also want to make sure that people understand this isn't a political rally. Like you said, we want Democrats and Republicans alike. It's a nonpartisan issue. We're going to make it fun. You're going to like DJ the thing.
Sure, I'm ready.
He's ready to go.
I do the Friday night football games.
Yes.
And so we have some fun there. But school spirit, you know, we are proud of our mascot. We, you know, it's just pride. I mean, this is my history. It's Ryan's history. And anybody that's from these other districts as well, they know what I'm talking about. They take pride in that. And we're not offending or trying to hurt anybody.
Yes, please, please support the idea of local control. This is not a sum total game situation that the Illinois State Legislature is trying to push through here, because it doesn't stop here. You're not going to solve the problem by making all of the mascots become eagles or whatever it is. They're the entire state.
Mm-hmm.
What is Muscoota going to do with their town name? Muscoota is connected to Native American history. Do they have to change that too? Right. And if not, why? And if you can answer the question why, who gets to determine the why? It should only be up to the people locally in these districts to say it's time to move on or absolutely not. We respect our history. We respect the history of what was here, and we want to preserve it and we want to protect it. Or it's time to move on.
Well,
that's your choice locally.
Don't we believe in democracy? You know, I'm always told that.
If the people,
in these communities, maybe it's a 95-5 issue or something. If they're saying, you know, one thing, why are we ignoring them?
Well, the event is going to be Sunday at 2 p.m. Derek, I'm promising people we're going to keep it at an hour. If people linger after that, that's fine. But we're not eating up your whole afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
This is an opportunity to come together in a nonpartisan, it's not bipartisan, it's nonpartisan, it's not politics. It's just we want to support and show school spirit for the people, for the communities that we've been a part of, the communities that we care about. We know that there are a lot of you folks listening right now that do deeply care about this issue. So Sunday at 2 p.m. from 2 to 3, we're going to basically have a pep rally party for anybody who is affected by this or wants to say we need to stand with local control at the football stadium at Collinsville High School.
And if anybody's wondering, it does matter. It matters that you show up for that hour. We're going to get pictures. We're going to send a message. All right. Nobody shows up. It's kind of hard to send that message.
Yeah.
You know, so we need folks to show up for that on Sunday. And I really appreciate you you getting behind this, Andy, and getting the word out.
We'll do what we can. And all we can do is provide the opportunity. Hope you show up and support it Tuesday, Sunday at 2 p.m. Thanks, Derek, for being here. Appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right. Derek Keith Cox, Collinsville Township Supervisor, here in studio with us about our Save the Mascot Local Control, Please pep rally Sunday, 2 p.m., Collinsville Football Stadium. Let's take a quick break. Wiggins America next on the Andy Fry Show. I have no idea what you're talking about. What are you talking about?
Oh, good. You'll just find out on the other side of the break, I think.
Can we tease the... I'll cover my ears, but okay, I would like the listener to know why they should keep listening.
If you could, take your headphones off for a second. Remember how yesterday RFK banned dyes? We're going to talk about foods that are banned in other countries. We did this once before, but there's even more of them. So stick around. Andy's going to find out in a second.
Is your old air conditioner running all the time but not cooling your home? Stop wasting energy and money. Call Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, Electric today for a complete AC cleaning and tune-up. And we'll include, absolutely free, a one-year, no-breakdown guarantee, all for just $89.95. That's right. We guarantee your AC will cool your home for an entire year or your money back. Call 866-4-SEASONS.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm a wrist. Taking all the
liquor
straight. Never chase that. Never.
Wiggins. Oh! Wiggins!
I like that song. I am kind of ashamed that I like that song, but I like that song.
Not ashamed enough to say it on the air.
You know why I like it? The beat's really good, first of all. I don't know about the words. I don't know what she's talking about. But at one point, she says, she spells her name, and when she does it, I always say, W-I-G-G-Y.
Wiggity wiggity
whack. Wiggity wiggity whack.
Gosh.
And then I go, I'm so fancy.
So you like it because it's Wiggy, not
yeah.
Iggy.
No, I like the song too, but it has a personal connection to my entire family.
How much do you identify with Iggy? Is that where the line?
Just there.
Okay, I don't know. There could be other similarities.
That is the extent of what I know about Iggy Azalea.
Okay. You both flaunt your bodies a lot.
I'll give that.
Ethan.
I don't do it as much in the office as I do on the weekends, but man, I club hard.
Gosh. That's Collinsville's known for that.
That's
you know?
Not true. Yeah. Everybody just changed their mind
the big
on the K-Hawk.
Bottle club.
You know you don't have to stay in your hometown to club hard.
Meet me at the ketchup bottle at, say,
but you do,
because
you have that luxury in
PM.
Collinsville.
Yeah, we go full on woods raves.
The spotlights are motorized.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot going on. DJ Derek Cox is there.
Yeah, you're going to get in trouble.
I'm not going to drag him into that.
You just did.
Yeah,
the K-Hawk Club.
You keep doing the thing that you follow with saying, I'm not going to do that thing that I just did.
W-I-G-G-Y. All right, these are foods that are banned in other countries but not America. Now, we've done a couple of these before, and I'll give you the list from when we did it last time. Fruit Loops, U.S. chicken is banned.
And again, it's important for people to understand that Fruit Loops, they actually currently manufacture two kinds of Fruit Loops.
Yes.
One for the people who are like, you can't put those things in our body, and one for America.
And one with something in it that is now being banned as of yesterday. Because this is based on the news yesterday that certain dyes are now being banned by Health and Human Services.
Easy for you to say.
No. U.S. chicken. Mountain Dew is banned by the European Union and Japan. U.S. milk is banned in several countries, many countries, and farmed salmon. That's the list from before. Now, these are the ones we didn't get to from before. Maraschino cherries.
Like pistachio.
Maraschino. I guess I just have more class than you.
Yeah, it's obvious.
You said maraschino, and I'm like, oh.
Yeah, you know why? Because I'm from America.
It's maraschino. You're from America.
You sound like you need the nasal surgery when you say that.
I gotta get a rhinoplasty.
Get Dr. Hardiman in here and fix that. Maraschino. He gets done, he's like, maraschino.
Let me test if that worked. Maraschino.
You're good.
Man, my accent changes everything. Thank you, Dr. Hardiman. maraschino cherries are banned in Norway, Finland, France, Austria, and the UK.
I wonder what parts they are, cherry and red dye number 5.
It's probably about 50, half and 50. Half. So this is...
There's nothing more red than a jar of maraschino cherries.
And there's no health value to them at all, from what I've read on these things. The American version of the sweetened cherry, because there's other versions, apparently, that are okay in other countries.
Do you eat the maraschino cherry on a sundae?
Heck yeah.
Ethan?
Nope.
Brad?
Yeah, I'll eat it. Not the stem, but...
It has extra...
Brad, nobody eats the stem.
Why did you feel it was necessary to say that?
Nobody. That's like, do you eat bananas? Well, not the peel.
I mean, I've seen...
What do you think I am?
My friends are weird, okay? Leave me alone.
What did they do? They ate the stem?
Just eat the whole thing, just chomped.
Really?
Yeah, all gone.
Name them. Book them in the 2 o'clock hour.
I don't believe you.
We're going to have snacks in the 2 o'clock hour, and I will leave the show to get a bottle of maraschino cherries and see if they eat the stems.
Do they also eat the banana peel?
I
haven't seen that. No, they eat bananas with a knife and fork.
Keeps you regular.
That checks out.
Yeah, there's so much red dye in these that they are banned.
Who knew you could get so much traction out of maraschino cherries?
In most of Europe. How about U.S. apples banned in the European Union? American apples are treated with DPA, diphenhydramine.
Are you sure that's how it's pronounced?
Yeah, I am sure, clearly. A potentially carcinogenic compound. Carcinogenic, big word. Did a great job on that one. Compound used to keep the fruit from turning brown. So it's a anti-browning agent. I like my apples a deep brown, though.
You just have to eat... all of these products will either make them look better or make them last longer or look better for longer. And Americans are like, I won't eat that apple. There's a spot.
Mm-hmm.
We're like that because we've been trained to think that an apple looks perfect all the time. There are a lot of apples that don't make it to market that are perfectly fine to eat.
The apples in my backyard are disgusting. They're only used for pies.
We call these bad apples.
And deer. That's exactly right. I like to lure the deer in, but I haven't figured out how to kill the deer and eat the deer.
Your hands.
I was thinking about that, but some of the deer have horns.
Brad, here, little Gussie.
Do you eat the apple stem?
No.
I think we should clarify. Go on.
No, nor the core.
Do you eat the tree?
The core.
The tree.
Oh, Brad's here again.
The tree on the other hand.
Chewing on our
tree.
Put a fork and knife straight to it.
All the deer in the background are just looking with their heads.
The deer are just kind of looking at him.
Don't mess with that guy. He's crazy.
Seems weird even to the deer. All right, this one is sad. Little Debbie Swiss rolls.
Uh-oh.
That's one of my favorites.
Specifically Swiss rolls? Like the other Little Debbies are fine.
Specifically Swiss rolls.
Why?
Are banned in Norway and Austria.
It's probably because they have better desserts.
Because they don't like the Swiss.
They're like, this isn't Swiss. Little Debbie rolls. Swiss rolls contain artificial food color dyes, yellow 5 and red 40.
For what?
Which are considered to be carcinogenic.
Make it brown.
Yep. Again, I like my food a hard brown.
In a log, like a Swiss roll.
Like a Swiss roll.
Fork and knife.
That's not even in log shape. But I will eat... I was about to nail that one down, but Annie lost it. I'll eat certain cheeses, but I really like mozzarella cheese because it comes in a log.
You get a lot out of this. Yeah.
Fork and knife.
Fork and knife.
Sounds like you don't like the knife.
That fork and knife. Yeah, all right, U.S. Who knew? U.S. breakfast
Would
cereals.
Would you give me the fork and knife?
Will you give me the fork and knife?
Finally.
Son, I love you. U.S. breakfast cereals like Rice Krispies, Honey Bunches of Oats, and Frosted Flakes are all banned in Japan and the European Union.
Rice Krispies.
Honey Bunches of Oats.
What's wrong with those?
Honey Bunches of Oats was the only cereal that I ate pretty much all of Charlie's pregnancy.
They're delicious.
Really?
Yes. That's like all I could eat. Was
Did you have different cravings with different kids?
I kind of had the reverse of cravings. Instead of having one thing that I really wanted to have, there was only one thing that I really could eat because everything made me so sick.
I guess that's what I'm asking because my wife was the same way. She just had 90% of stuff. She's like, I can't eat that.
Uh-uh.
I can't eat it. But
nothing with
but
red
one
sauce,
thing.
No pasta, no Italian, nothing like that.
Because of acid reflux.
I think so, but I don't think I realized that until like the fourth kid that it was the reason. I had, I guess, reflux, but I didn't have heartburn. It just made me feel nauseous, and I realized later on that was probably... But I just would eat cereal a lot.
It was just Honey Bunches of Oats?
That was all I would eat with Charlie.
Does Charlie like Honey Bunches of Oats? Is there a correlation between the foods that you ate and your kids liking that food?
The opposite of me pregnant of only wanting to eat one thing. There's probably only one thing he won't eat. So he's a happy 15-year-old.
But it's not leader. Honey Bunches of Oats.
He'll eat it.
Okay.
Man, right. I wish my wife would have had a box of cereal that I could have gone and she wanted specific soup from a restaurant only in St. Louis and Brentwood.
Oh, my three were, this is awful, Honey Bunches of Oats, Lucky Charms, and Fruit Loops.
Those are all banned.
Explains my kids.
Good thing you weren't in Japan.
Yeah, no kidding.
Because those were banned.
Well, I would have eaten a healthier version of them, it sounds like.
These are banned because this version of these in the United States contains butylated hydroxytoluene.
Nailed that one.
Which is also referred to as BHT, a lab-made flavor enhancer that has carcinogenic properties. These things are going to get banned in the next 4 years.
I'm happy.
Instant mashed potatoes.
Ick. Gross.
Banned in... I love instant mashed potatoes. They're easy. Europe...
Do you eat the peel?
I eat the package. Like, man, that package looks good.
That's it's all in and dumps hot water on it.
You're the one who's responsible for all those warning labels that have to get put on packages.
Do not eat the cardboard.
When you see that, you're like,
okay.
Who does that?
Don't eat the cardboard.
What negative effects could that have?
Why'd you print such a nice picture on it then? It's your fault. The European Union, Japan, Australia all have banned American instant mashed potatoes like Hungry Jack because they come with the same stuff. Well, actually, it's BHA, similar. This preservative is found in rubber and wax food packaging. See?
Super.
That's why I eat the package, because it's all the same.
That's like straight from the source. Don't need to eat my instant potatoes.
I don't need the potatoes. Just eat the plastic. Ritz crackers, surprisingly,
what?
Are banned in Switzerland, Austria, Hungary, Iceland, Norway, and Denmark. They have high levels of sodium hydrogenated cottonseed oil, a trans fat associated with cardiovascular diseases.
Ritz crackers.
Ritz crackers, huh? Wow. All right, U.S.
Are you at the end of the list or something?
Well, no, there's a couple more. U.S. pork.
It's really funny to watch people. This is a sidebar.
Okay.
Because we have the soap opera on in TV on Channel 4 all the time. It's really funny to watch people act in soap operas when you can't hear the story because it is extra bad. Anyway, go on.
The acting in soap operas is...
Look at this guy.
Let me see.
He's sad.
Oh, yeah. He's ginning up tears.
He's sad, but he's got a beanie on. So.
I can make myself cry.
Make yourself look 20.
He's thinking about hydrogenated oils.
Yeah, he is.
He's terrified.
He's mad that he can't eat his instant potato packaging.
They told me it was
specifically
okay.
Specifically the packaging.
I grew up in the 80s and the 90s, and they said that was right.
Making fun of me for eating the peel.
Last one. That's just you. That's a you thing.
No, you can eat. Well, you can eat the potato skin peel. That's okay. That's
U.S. pork is banned in the European Union, Russia, and China.
One of the things that I hear a lot of people advocating for that I super support as well is origin of beef or meat, like that you have to have printed on there where that beef came from. I would like to know that.
The problem is that I've seen recently that farmers are saying that even meats that are produced outside the U.S., if they're shipped to the U.S. and they do anything to it here,
then
you
it gets
can say
US.
That it has U.S.
That's why go to a local farm and buy a cow, half a cow, side a cow, or something.
I just go out in the backyard. And
no,
I
you
wait
don't.
For
you
the
already don't know how.
Tree.
You don't just talk to them. You don't even know what to do with them.
Well, that's true.
You feed them.
I try biting them, but they run.
They're faster than you. All right, wiggity wiggity. What? DeRoy Murdoch, Taylor Riggs from Fox Business. Next, don't go on.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.